Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Cannabusiness Chronicles.
Welcome back, everyone. 32 after the hour. And today in our Cannabusiness Chronicles, we're joined by Cannabusiness entrepreneur Bonita Bo Money. Bo, welcome to the show.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to talk to you. And tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, what you're up to, and how you're involved in the cannabis business.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. I want to say that. I love your show.
Thank you.
And well, I do a few things. I have an organization called Women Above Ground. Above is spelled A-B-U-V. And we are a networking group that empowers women and people of color to transition into the cannabis business. I just feel there's a lack of color in our business, and there needs to be. So we really advocate for that, and we create resources for them. And we really are trying to, well, our mission is to cultivate diversity in the legal cannabis industry through education, networking, and empowerment.
Fantastic. Women Above Ground, that's A-B-U-V. And something that I've found, Bo, in the cannabis movement compared to, you know, other industries is we do seem to have a greater involvement of women in this industry. I am interested in getting more women of color into the industry because just in general, people of color have been kind of barren from this industry. What do you think about some of the attempts to improve that situation, maybe like what they're doing in Oakland as far as the licensing goes?
Oh, yeah, I think that's wonderful. That's such an amazing movement right there. And I think we need more of that because ultimately we have so many men of color, especially our Black and Hispanic men that have felony records because of marijuana charges. And this stops them from being licensed. And that's a big problem because now we have a plant that's going legal. So we should decriminalize so that we create these opportunities for people that had previous marijuana charges. So, and same with women, you know, what's going on with the women in the industry is, as far as you said, women of color. We need more of that. We need to see more color. And I'm working with several people like Marvin Washington, the ex-NFL player, and he's another one that is really strong on diversity in the industry right now.
Yeah, Marvin's great. He's been a guest on the show. We appreciate what he's doing with the football players out there and getting some awareness in sports as well. Now, Bo, this is an interesting topic to me because when we talk about minority involvement in the cannabis industry, people jump right to thinking of African-Americans and Latinos. You're an Asian-American woman, and we just reported on a poll coming out of California that showed that Blacks and Latinos were heavily supporting Prop 64, but Asian-Americans were coming in at the lowest rates of support. Do you have any ideas or thoughts on why that might be?
Well, because Asians are more conservative.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to things like marijuana, I mean, again, the stigma around it, you know, I had this discussion with my mother. She's Korean. And the thing about it is they still look at marijuana as a drug, you know, and that's the problem. We need to educate people so they can realize that this is a plant that heals, you know, and there's so many other uses for this plant.
Yeah.
So that's the reason that you have Asians that don't really, they're not participating in that vote.
Yeah, and this is, maybe this reveals my cultural ignorance, but I always tend to think of Eastern people as having a more better understanding of natural medicines, plant-based medicines. I think of Chinese herbalists, for example. Why is there disconnect there?
I think it's mainly just because of the stigma around it here in the States. That's what that is. You know, because we were taught to not, you know, deal with this plant because it's a drug. This is the problem. And again, you're dealing with very conservative Asians.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Bonita Bo Money. She's the founder of Women Above Ground. That's A-B-U-V. And she's also the creator of a product called That Glass Jar. And I'm interested in this specifically for how it could be used against MRSA, antibiotic resistant staph sort of infection. Tell people about your product.
Oh yeah, very exciting. You know, and it's funny, Russ, because I've never done a topical. It was basically to save my girlfriend. Her name is Princess Inga. Very well known in Europe. She had a reality show. So what happened is that she got MRSA after surgery, and she basically was treated for about 54 days with vancomycin nothing was working. It broke down her system. And ultimately, they gave her 3 weeks to live if she went off of treatment, and they wanted to amputate. So, so she just at that point didn't know what to do. They had her on heavy meds like morphine and whatnot. So she just couldn't wrap her mind around, you know, this amputation thing. So she just checked herself out of the hospital and took the risk of possibly dying and set up her funeral arrangements, everything. It was that serious. So she contacted me because she knew that I worked with oils, because she researched that cannabis could possibly work with MRSA because of the antibacterial properties it has in the terpenes. So I said, well, you know what, let me research. And I started researching. And then I had a friend also in Maine. She had a topical, but it just didn't have all the actual extracts that I needed to go in there fully from what I had researched. So I had her send me out the cream. I infused the other extracts and gave that to my girlfriend along with an oil I made with the same extracts in the oil for her to ingest because it went into her blood. The MRSA also, it will go into the blood if you've had it too long in the womb. So my girlfriend did this. About 4 days later, it had killed the bacteria completely. And her doctor just couldn't believe it. He said, what's more unusual is that there's not one trace of bacteria. And even when they amputate, he said, there's still always traces of bacteria. And what we've also found, Russ, is that it not only works with MRSA, but it killed another bacterial virus that she had contracted because her immune system was so weak. And it's very common in MRSA patients that they contract this virus, but it killed the virus. So just think about what it can do for other bacterial viruses and bacterial infections. It works for staph. I've treated some other people with staph and MRSA, cleared it up in 4 or 5 days. Psoriasis, it works amazingly. Within 12 hours, it treats psoriasis. I mean, amazing.
Yeah, the product is called That Glass Jar, and I've heard of such wonderful results that people are getting with various cannabinoid topicals like you're talking about here. This is going to be even more critical, as one of the problems we're having in medical science right now is that we've been using antibiotics for so long that a lot of these bugs are getting to be resistant to our classic antibiotics. We're going to have no choice but to move on to some cannabinoid antibiotics.
Absolutely. This is what creates superbugs, is the overuse of antibiotics creates these superbugs.
Yeah.
And they're overprescribed, and this is the problem. You know, and it's like you have to wake up. It's like, come on, wake up, people. And, you know, let me tell you another thing that really, really just I just couldn't believe it. I was so annoyed when I found this out. But the hospitals do not have to report outbreaks to the CDC.
Oh.
So people check into hospitals, you know, and when there's an outbreak going on and they're already weak, they're already ill. And this is how they are contracting it. And it's horrible because if no one knows that there's an outbreak and they step into this, I mean, you just open yourself up for a death sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no cure for MRSA. I mean, it's drug resistant, and now it's becoming resistant to vancomycin.
Wow. We're speaking with Bo Money about the product That Glass Jar, and it's a topical product that can be used for treatment of MRSA and other conditions. And interestingly enough, we've also seen some studies that have shown hemp fabric is resistant to MRSA, so that we could replace the curtains and the sheets in these hospitals with hemp fabrics and deal with that. Now, I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about your past. Looking at your bio, it says that you had been working both in the sports world, 30 for 30 and ESPN documentaries, as well as with the rappers at Death Row Records. And this kind of brings me back to the point we were making earlier about getting minority involvement. Anybody who recently saw the movie Straight Outta Compton learned how the rap group NWA basically got funded by Eazy-E dealing weed and other things. As we legalize marijuana and we take away that underground economy, especially in the underserved, underprivileged neighborhoods in California, who's going to fund the next Death Row Records? Is it going to be the cannabis industry?
Why not?
I hope so.
We're in a billion-dollar industry. It should be able to fund a lot of things, and it's going to fund a lot of just great, great projects. And this is why I'm so excited to legalize here in California this year, because there's some great things emerging. And you know, also I have a I'm producing a animated series called The Potheads.
Oh.
And yes, this is awesome. Yes, I'm going to have to send you a copy of the – it was an actual comic book. And two gentlemen brought me this project last year, a gentleman named James Carlson and Anson Beale. And they brought me this project, and I just loved it. They made it 20 years ago, and it's just – wait till you see it. Characters are well-developed. It's just a great project. So we're excited about that too. And then I also represent the Jack Harrah 420 brand too.
Oh, what's up with the Jack Harrah brand? We're big fans of Jack.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're about to launch that as well. They have a great product line. You can go to 420 Jack Harrah and look at the line. But we have topicals. We've got energy drinks. We've got clothing. It's just an amazing line. And this is the official brand. So I know there's been a lot of brands that or people that have come out with that Jack Harrah name. But this is the official brand that Jack Harrah developed himself with his partner, Dennis Speck.
Fantastic. We're always glad to see the people get the proper credit. So many people that come up with knockoffs that you you feel bad because people like Jack Harrah gave their life to make this industry, to actually make it possible for this industry to exist. It's sad when people take advantage of that. We've been speaking with Bonita Bo Money. She's a cannabis entrepreneur in California. And Bo, we got about a minute left here. So would you like to give out to any contact info or Facebook or anything that people could look up more about That Glass Jar and
Absolutely.
Other things?
We are. Yes, we have a website. We also are on Facebook, Instagram, all that. So it's thatglassjar.com. And then on Facebook, it's That Glass Jar. And then Women Above Ground, which is women. And then above is spelled ABUV, Women Above Ground. And please join us. We need more color in the industry. So look us up and definitely become a member of Women Above Ground. We'd like to see men, women of color in the industry.
Are there any events coming up where people might be able to meet you in person?
Absolutely. We're doing the Canacool Lounge, and that'll be a celebration of our legalization. At the American Music Awards will be the day before the American Music Awards. It'll be celebrity and athlete driven. Marvin, of course, Marvin Washington is involved, and Chris, the herbal chef, he's going to be involved. So it's going to be a great night. And Russ, I'd definitely like to invite you down.
Hey, I'll go.
So, yes, it's Canacool Lounge, and it's going to be a real cultural, awesome event. And so I will definitely, so they can just go on our website, One Above Ground, and that'll give them more information of when it's going to happen, but it will be November 11th.
All right, send me the information. I'll be glad to head out there. We got to call it an interview because we're just about out of time, but I want to thank Bo Money for joining us here. Be glad to talk to you again sometime, Bo. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Russ, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. We got another great interview coming up. John J. Hudak from the Brookings Institute will be here to discuss rescheduling and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision regarding the DEA and prosecuting medical marijuana cases. It's the Russ Belleville Show. I'm Radical Russ, live from Portland. We're back right after this.
This is the Russ Belleville Show on CannabisRadio.com.